Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this special edition of the Discovery Life podcast, daily reminders and check-ins with Sheikh Muhammad Al-Sharif, the instructor for Visionaire. Join us as we kick off the 15th annual Visionaire Ramadan program, visionaireramadan.com. Register today until May 1st. Imagine the possibilities when you eradicate fear and craft dreams of hope with the power of dua. Join us this Ramadan and take your duas to the next level. Assalamu alaikum. You're listening to the Discover You Life podcast, where we do just that through conversations with pretty cool Muslims, people of Dua, of Ihsan, people who found a way to walk their dreams with Islamic excellence. We take you on a path of discovery. This is the podcast where you discover you.
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 Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi mawala. Amma ba'd. Good morning, Vietnam! Today, inshallah ta'ala, I got a really cool reminder for you guys, the community huddle. So this is a real thing. I like to read, and a lot of the topics that I read about are things, sometimes, are things related to science fiction, sometimes, not always, science fiction and aliens coming to the earth and, you know, the human race coming together and, you know, to fight off the human, to fight off the aliens. I'm sure you've seen stories like that, right? So this is a real thing for me. Whenever I start to, this is my anti-racist train of thought. Whenever I find myself feeling a little like, hey, you know, I'm looking down on a group of people or certain people or there's some thought starting to go into my head, this is how I get it out of my head. I say to myself, if an alien species attacked the earth, if an alien species attacked the earth, as humans, we would all come together and we would all cheer for each other in order to fight off the aliens. We wouldn't care about our colors. We wouldn't care what country. In fact, that things like that would bond us together. We'd get so excited because we have a common mission against these aliens. So when I think of somebody, you know, I see somebody, and these are usually people who are racist, and I don't want to be racist back to them. And I'll say to myself, you know what? This is my brother in humanity, my sister in humanity. If there was aliens, we would be on the same side. Well, folks, the aliens have arrived. And I started, you know, the topic for today is this, that I want us all to take a step back and really enjoy and appreciate that the human species has come together. We have unified against the coronavirus. And really appreciate for a moment, you know, like, when has that ever happened, that the entire world has unified against something? SubhanAllah, in preparing this, I went back over all these amazing verses of the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us again and again and again that you have to be unified. So verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. And unite all of you together on the rope of Allah and do not divide. And you see the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam saying that the ummah is like one body, that when one part of it is hurt, that the whole body spends the night awake and in fever. And so that unity of you know, that we're all together, it's with the ummah, and it should be with the ummah, and should always be our attitude. But now we're seeing before the time, we also experience this in Ramadan, correct? You know, in Ramadan, outside of Ramadan, everybody's busy, everybody's doing their things, everybody's going in different directions. And then Ramadan comes along and the whole ummah is fasting. And how amazing does that feel when we do things in unity, when we do things together, right? That's in Ramadan time. Now here we are, we have unified as a human race. and everybody, whether rich or poor, you know, whatever class, whatever color, whatever language, whatever country, everybody's come together and said, let's do this together. And let's fight this together. And it kind of gives me goosebumps to think of how amazing that attitude is. And unifying, and subhanAllah, I think to myself, there's a lot of problems in the world that need this kind of response. There's a lot of problems in the world that need a human unified response for it to be dealt with. Now, I've given you examples from the Muslim community, which is how we're, as the ummah, we're supposed, innamal mu'minuna ikhwa, verily the believers are brothers, verily we're all together, right, as an ummah, but let's make it a little bit larger. And you have to understand, even unity in humanity is still something that is the guidance of our deen. So the Prophet ﷺ, this is in Hilf al-Fudul, there was a pact that happened before the Prophet ﷺ received revelation in Mecca. A pact against injustice. And the Prophet ﷺ was very impressed by this. And he ﷺ said, I witnessed a pact of justice before receiving revelation. So this was the time before he received revelation, before he became the Prophet ﷺ, when the Quran was revealed. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, if I was called to it now, meaning if I was called to a pact where we would unify Muslims and non-Muslims, if we would unify together to fight injustice, if I were called to it now in the time of Islam, I would respond and I would accept it. And you know what's beautiful here is that statement, if I were called to it now. Called to it means that the person calling to it, who's organizing it, isn't necessarily Muslim even. Because if it was initiated from the Prophet ﷺ, if it was initiated from the Muslims, that's different. That's a different sentence structure. The Prophet ﷺ said, if I was called to a pact where we would unify in something that would bring benefit to human beings, I would accept it. And that's something amazing in our deen. And so this moment that we're living in is something very beautiful. That's just my short reminder for today. In when this all started, and I know everybody's thinking about these are fears that we have and uncertainties, and I always wanted to step back and say, you know, what can I be thankful for? What's beautiful in this moment? And I think, you know, that's the message I want to say here, is that there is a beauty in the human race unifying that you just have to take a moment to embrace and love it, that we're all in this together. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. And that's it. We're done. If anybody has any questions, you're welcome to ask from past sessions, or if you just want to chat, if you want to know why the lights are off. Sarah says, what is the background of Good Morning Vietnam? Good Morning Vietnam is, it was a radio show during the Vietnam War. And there was a movie made about it, and he used to start off with saying, Good morning, Vietnam. So I thought that would be cool. As you know, there's always these apocalypse movies. There's always somebody doing a radio program during those times. And I'm like, hey, man, I'm doing my radio program. So I like to start it off with Good Morning, Vietnam. I was going to stop doing it, but I found that it's making people laugh. It's kind of like a nice... it's a nice joke to lighten the mood at the beginning, so that's why I do it. Thank you for being so rational about it. Dread Cherry said, can we make dua for non-Muslims? Yeah, you can. Hayes Real, amazing work, mashallah, brother. Nyla says, assalamu alaikum. And also, if you guys want to post, what kind of topics would you like me to talk about? Sumaira Tour, assalamu alaikum. You came in late, Sumaira. Inshallah, keep safe in New Jersey. Lubna Ahmed says, what is the situation in Vietnam? Okay, this is a good question. So, Maheen, yesterday I was talking about don't feed the birds. And Maheed is saying, I stopped feeding them and they keep coming again. I felt bad. It says if you feed them, more rizq will come. I'm saying we were taught growing up that don't feed the birds because kabuter. Don't feed the kabuters because if you feed them, then they're going to become dependent. That was the speech I gave, or the reminder I gave a few days ago. What should you do? Inshallah ta'ala, hope and pray that they find alternative. You know, if you get them really set on feeding them, then they're going to keep coming back again and again and again, and you're going to cause harm to them unless you want to, like, I'm going to feed them for the rest of their life kind of thing. What should you do? I don't know. Qada and Qadr. Mustafa Helmi says, Qada and Qadr. I assume that's a topic you would like to hear more about. Jenny Sharif says, can you recommend a fiqh book, Arabic or English or both, that compiles all the different opinions? My question for you is, Jenny, why would you want all the opinions compiled? What is it that you're trying to achieve? And Mi'raj says, Rayyan bursts into a big laughter when that Good Morning Vietnam starts. Yes, like I said, I was going to stop the Good Morning Vietnam, but some people are enjoying it, so it's okay. It is what it is. I feel bad for people tuning in now because it's like 15 minutes after I'm done. They're going to go, is that it? Yeah, wait for the replay, bro. The replay. Aubert says, Assalamu alaikum from Detroit. Can you talk about how to deal with conspiracy theories from an Islamic perspective? Do you get a lot of conspiracy theories, Aubert? Mi'raj says, for people running small businesses, how do they keep themselves and their employees motivated, especially when WFH? What does that stand for? Is not possible, like in manufacturing. Jenny says, I'm trying to attain knowledge. As a student of knowledge, I feel we should know all the opinions and not just one. Keep going. Jenny, the reason that I said... that why do you want a book that has all the opinions? Because what you're trying to do is you're trying to design an Islamic curriculum for yourself. In other words, you're trying to educate yourself. And so you think that step number one is to hear all the different opinions. All the different opinions about what? Is it like all the books of fiqh, or is it like modern type of issues that you get into arguments with in the community and stuff like that? I don't think that that's like the best start to an Islamic education. When I was in Medina University, at university level, we did study multiple opinions. And what they found is if that's because we were coming from North America and we didn't have a background in Islamic education, we just kind of like dropped in at university level, that learning multiple opinions as your first step into education will only confuse you. It'll confuse you because you don't have a process to filter the different opinions. And so what you'll find is rather than coming to some logical conclusions or having like principles on how to, which opinion to choose, you might find like, oh, this one sounds good or this one feels good. And you just kind of, you start going with instincts rather than having like a set foundation. So I don't know if that's the best way to go about it. There are books like that, that have, you know, multiple opinions, but I don't know. I don't know if that's the best way to start. That's just my opinion. There are some thoughts in my mind about, obviously there's the fiqh sunnah style in English. If you can read Arabic, there's lots of books like that, but I don't know. It just ends up becoming like a fifth madhhab basically. Allahu a'lam. For the question about tallest tower, I don't have any opinion about that. All right, folks, I won't keep you too long. I felt bad that my reminder was really short today. I'm trying to keep them short, but what can you do? Inshallah, tune in tomorrow. Same time, same place. We're going to do it at 45. That's 2:45. That's 2:45 p.m. New York. And that is going to be, I believe, 6:45 p.m. London time. Do the calculations for other time zones. That's when we're going to start, because I found that starting at the top of the hour, there's usually a surge in internet activity and Facebook doesn't work so good at the surge at the top of the hour. But hey, 2:45 p.m. New York time, inshallah ta'ala. Everybody stay safe until we meet again. Jazakallah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.